Hello. Happy Friday.
Is it?
It's Friday. Doesn't feel like no. It. School holidays. Every day is blending into one.
Every but it is single day. I don't have no idea what day it was. If you hadn't said that. It is.
Feels
so
like it,
over
doesn't it?
Oh, so over it.
My two are at each other.
Are they?
Bickering and the noise, the mess.
I'm not sure if mine are at each other. They're just at me.
The food requests.
The food requests are constant. Constant. How are you going?
We're good. Yeah. Yep. We've had a quiet week with illness.
Lucky you.
As I think you have. Well, you've had a not so quiet week with illness.
Not so quiet week this week. Harper decided to bring home a cold, which I have popped up a little mini podcast interview with her when she was at home during the school time last week. I don't actually remember what week it was now.
I think it was last week, the Wednesday you had her home and you did the interview.
Yeah, had her home Wednesday. Thursday she wasn't doing great, so it was a nice little hospital trip that kept us in there for a few days.
It was the Thursday that you...
Yeah, so she was a 29-weeker when she was born, super small, and decided to have terrible lungs.
That's serious, Prem, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. But she's got some not so great fully developed lungs. They're kind of still quite underdeveloped. And she just can't handle a simple cold. Her lungs just give up on
her.
This
is what shocked me when you said they swabbed her and she just had rhinovirus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Like the most super, super common cold you can get. Like the absolute bottom of the barrel that you could get, and it just knocks her.
And you had 3 days in hospital.
Yes, nearly four. We wanted to push, Harper wanted to get home for the Easter Bunny. So
yeah, fair enough.
Saturday night we were like, oh, look, can we get home? She really wants to be home for the Easter Bunny. And so they just decided that they'd keep her bed open for her for the night. And off we went so fast.
Yeah.
We were like, shoo, out that door.
Out there.
I had a bit of regrets that night, actually, because she kind of went backwards a little bit. She was okay during the day on Easter, but then in the afternoon and the evening, it kind of went backwards again, and I just thought, oh, I'm having regrets. But we got through it.
You did. You did well.
Yeah.
You're out the other side now.
Now she's off at Bounce getting another one, I'm sure.
Don't jinx it.
It's just, that's exactly how it works. So it's been a bit of a drastic ride. So with her lungs, she often needs steroids for these things, but of course steroids and type 1 diabetes aren't friends. They're complete enemies.
And I was shocked. So Evie needed steroids 18 months ago, I think it would have been, but she had like croup. And after she was given the steroids, the next – so I think she was given them at like maybe 3 a.m. And for the rest – like through the rest of that day, she had 70 units.
It's
which
ridiculous.
A normal day for Evie's around about 20 units. So
yeah,
a crazy increase. I think the previous record we'd seen was 30.
Yeah.
I could not believe how much
this
we were needing.
This last one was
and
our
she
record.
Still sat high.
Yeah.
Like – it wasn't like she had 70 units and had beautiful numbers. She had 70 units and was sitting at like 15 to 20.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, when she's at 15, normally I can give one unit and that'll bring her down. But I was giving like 5 units, 3 units, like just
doing nothing.
So much. And it was just still going up.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, down. Or it would come down a tiny bit and then start moving back up. So I was just hammering at it. But so we got there.
And you also had some challenges around the fact that being like Thursday afternoon leading into Good Friday, you found it hard to get onto diabetes help.
Yes, that was terrible. So it was Good Friday. No.
It was
Thursday. The day before Good Friday. Harper, her ped and her diabetes educator have made a plan, a steroid plan for her because she needs them often. And I was trying – they've never sent me the plan. So I was calling them all day to try and get the plans because they wanted me to start the plan at home before we go into hospital for the steroids so we can bring her down.
Yep.
Oh my fucking God. Oh, sorry.
What was that?
I thought you saw someone. But I realised there's no one in my house. Because, I don't know.
The way I looked.
Yeah, like last time when Lucas walked past and you looked at him.
Ah.
And it just looked like someone was, oh.
That ghost in your house. Mm. I felt the presence.
Don't do that. Because you got to stay here until I get home now. That's all you. Sorry. Where was I?
You were trying to get onto.
Yes, I was trying to get onto the.
Trying to get onto it.
Yes, all day. And they wouldn't answer the phone, the hospital diabetes sick day phone, they wouldn't answer. And I was calling consistently.
Yeah.
And then it was, so they finish at 4. It was about 3:20, 3:30 and I was calling. And then one, like the next time I called, which was only a few minutes later, because I was like, it's nearly 4 o'clock, they're going to go home. And then I got hit with, you have reached beep education sick day phone. Please, we are now closed until Tuesday the 2nd of April. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you on Tuesday. And I was like, what the hell? And then I called my pediatrician's office, who works in both like the private office and the hospital. And I got hit. They close at 5:30.
Yep.
And I got hit with at 3:40.
The same.
We are closed and will not be open until Tuesday the 5th of April. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Did you try calling the ped on call, or you didn't? You just went in because it was breathing and.
I did call them and they said come in. Mm. And then I went in, saw the doctors, and then they obviously called the ped on call. That's you, isn't it?
It's me.
They called the pediatrician in and they had the plan in their hand. But I had already started my own plan, and it was obviously way more than what their plan had. So I had upped her basal to like 200%, which is double, and then gave a unit just as they were putting in the steroids, and she went up to about 9 and then she turned. Mm-hmm. And looked like it wasn't going to go low, just like turned and was going to level out. And then they were like, no, like, this is way too much. We're going to follow this plan that your ped's done. And I was like, that's fine. He's written that out. That's okay. Because in his mind, the plan was to start, obviously, all of what it says on the list and hope that she wouldn't go out of target. So, like, above 10 or whatever. Yeah. And that completely didn't work. So she was already at 150% because of her sickness, so we upped it another 25 instead of that extra 50, and it just, she shot up. And then they wouldn't let me correct any more than one unit an hour, every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like so mad overnight. I was like, this is not working, like, you just need to let me correct her. And they were like, no, like, we've got to follow protocol, because if said pediatrician finds out, like, we don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like, I need to do this. So I naughtily corrected her. And our nurse was great. She was like, no, like, we need to follow the mums and dads. Like, they know more about their own child's diabetes. And she ended up telling the ped, just so the ped was aware. They came in and were like, okay, well, if this isn't working and you want to give more, then let's just up the basal. And I was like, okay. And I just kept correcting overnight. And then the pediatrician that came in the morning, he was fantastic. He was like, you take over. Like, these numbers are just too dangerous.
Yeah.
So I took over, and it wasn't a great day. She had a heap of insulin, but she was okay in herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a tricky challenge. We've found that calling the ped on call or going to hospital and just having sort of the available pediatrician is that they're not necessarily diabetes trained.
Yeah.
And if they're not diabetes trained, they don't necessarily know.
If it wasn't the middle of the night and they called my pediatrician,
you would have been all right.
He would have been like, oh, well, if that's not working, up it.
Yeah.
Like, he has dealt with my brother, who's now 22, he had dealt with him since he was 6. He has seen Lucas, Jacob, Harper, and Ali. Yeah. Like, he knows us pretty well. He knows that I'm not going to go and do anything dangerous. Yeah. So if they had it, like, if it hadn't have been 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and they had have called him, he would have been like, oh my gosh, give more.
Yeah. And you're talking the morning of Good Friday. It was a bit of a sort of bad circumstance in that way. But, you know, frustrating.
So frustrating.
And yeah, completely understand they have protocol to follow and they've got guidelines they need to work within. Doesn't, as we said, doesn't mean that it's any less frustrating to sit there and know that your child needs more.
Yeah, and I had Matthew messaging me all night like, correct her harder, do this. And I'm like, I actually can't. I can't. Yeah. I made myself so sick that I had to walk to my car at 4:30 in the morning, like pitch black. I was so scared just so I could get some ondansetron because my stomach was just turning and I was like, I'm going to be sick. Like, this is really making me unwell.
Stressing yourself.
But we did okay, but the nurses were fantastic. Harper fell in love with every single nurse she had. And did I tell you about what happened with her nurse when we were going home?
No.
So she was like to me, has the Easter Bunny already come to your house tonight? And I was like, I don't know. And she's just like, can I just see your bag for a minute? And took my bag, took it into the little staff area, and then handed it back to me. And I thought, what is she doing? And I got back to the car and I opened it, and the bag was full of chocolate. Aww. And then also this like knitted chicken.
How cute.
Like a little Easter chicken. It was so cute. I'm in love with all of those nurses. So was Harper.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I can't hold this off any longer.
Okay, tell me.
I have a question.
Yes.
And if anyone is listening and knows what I'm talking about, please message me because I've never heard of this before.
Okay.
And I'm so interested.
Yep.
So I was watching a TikTok video and there was a mum who was doing her son's new pump for the first time. Mm-hmm. They're newly diagnosed. And they were taught to dilute their insulin all the time with saline.
I have heard of this.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
This is the thing. This is people who need such small doses that what I'm unsure about though, so I've heard of people doing it on MDI. So you know
how
like 0.5 might be a lot. So I've heard, I feel like I've heard of people doing it. That's a good point. How? Maybe removing half of the vial and putting.
Would you just not be able to use one of those pens, just like the needle instead?
That's a good point. But I have definitely heard of it being done.
I've never heard of
it. Kids who need really small
doses.
And
I was going through the comments and there were so many like, I'm a type 1 mum.
Yeah.
My child's had it for 4 years since they were 2 and I've never heard of it. And I'm like,
what? Because the pump can give 0.05 of a unit.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why you would dilute it going into a pump because the pump can give such small amounts. But I suppose for kids, like I know when Evie was diagnosed, I think we were on 2.5 units of long acting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were earlier in the honeymoon phase or really needing small amounts, you know, some of the pens, like I think 0.5 is the smallest they can give.
Yeah.
So you can dilute it. So that 0.5 is 0.2.
See, they weren't dilating. Where am I going? Well, I hope that they weren't dilating. They weren't diluting on the pen, just with the pump.
Yeah, okay.
And so that's where I'm confused because they were just giving – they had like the normal pen.
Yeah.
Not an EpiPen. I just did this. Mm. No, it's just in their pump. It's a Medtronic, if that helps.
Okay.
I'm going to show you the video. So we'll be back with all of you once the video is done because I don't want to be sued. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, so I have heard of it being done. As I said, I think for people who –
by the way, guys, we're back.
I think just for those kids who need such small amounts, babies,
yeah, you know,
stuff like that, who are really just needing tiny amounts. But as I said, what doesn't really make sense to me is the pump can give such small amounts that
0.5.
Like, yeah, it's such a tiny amount of insulin that I don't know why you'd need to dilute that further. So I'm not sure about that one, but I have heard of it being done for little kids. But well, that said, was I thought absolutely it was more,
mind-blowing for me.
I thought it was more of a needle thing.
Yeah.
So that, because when you could only give 0.5 as a minimum, like I know for us when we were on MDI, that was quite restricting.
Yeah.
Because 0.5 at certain times of the day would be 15 grams of food. If you're listening and this doesn't make sense,
I really
want to
know this because I'm so confused.
Reach out because, yeah, I don't really get it in that sense, but I do understand it for needles.
I can't believe you've actually heard of it. Now I feel dumb. Like I said on the phone, I was like, I've got to tell you something. I'm going to wait. But if you know about this, I'm going to feel so dumb. And if you don't, you're going to be mind blown. All right. Should we go into our type 1 fail of the week? Do you have one?
No, not off the top of my head.
Look at her, Miss Diabetes Queen over here.
Not this week.
Miss Diabetes Queen, just an unbothered queen.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, I'm going to go into my fail then.
Can you remember?
No.
We need to label these buttons.
This one maybe. Oh, no, that wasn't it anyway. Yay.
Oh, no. No, that's not it.
I think this is it.
Yeah.
Type one fails of the week.
It's no less cringy.
Okay, I'm the only one with a fail this week. Let's see if I even is fail worthy. I know what it is now. So, my fail of the week was when I didn't listen to some packaging last night.
Well, this is a worthy discussion though. I know where you're going with this. All right, you explain it and then we'll maybe give the...
We went, if anyone is an Aldi shopper, I'm not normally, I'm a Coles shopper, but I thought I would take a little trip to Aldi just because I needed a couple little things and I was like, they're right next to each other, both supermarkets, and I was like, I'd love to save some money for once in my life. So I walked into Aldi and of course you get stuck looking at everything because you don't normally shop there, well I don't, and so I'm walking around, I'm looking at everything and I'm in the dessert area, I happen to notice a box of chocolate filled donuts,
mm-hmm.
and you put them in the oven, you cook them up for 10 minutes or whatever. And I thought, I need that in my life. You know how much I like my hot donuts.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to get a packet of these. I think there were 14 in a box. Now, they were about this big.
Yeah.
I'm
like 50% piece.
Bit bigger.
Bit
bigger.
Golf ball.
Yeah, golf ball ish. Size.
Yeah, roughly.
And I cooked them and Harper was sitting high, so I was waiting for her to actually come down before she can even eat her dinner.
Yep.
And I was like, well, if I give the insulin for these donut balls now, then she can eat it as soon as she's finished dinner because she's still coming down, waiting for her to come down anyway. So I go and look at the back of the box. And I kid you not, it said, for two donut balls that are golf ball size, covered in sugar and filled with chocolate, it said 10.2 grams for two. And I was like, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute bull. There is no way at all that is 10.2 grams for two.
Yep.
So that's when I messaged you and I was like, what would you bowl us for two of these donuts? And I sent you a picture, which I might pop up on the Instagram page. And you were like, oh, at least 30. And then you asked Luke.
Yeah,
and
he was like let's get his input.
40 and may need more later. And I was like, okay, well, I gave maybe 28 or something for the both of them. Because if – I don't know where she was going to go with the whole dinner thing. And I was like, if it looks like she's going to go up, I'll just give some more. And – she ate her dinner, she ate her donuts, and the dinner carbs were spot on.
Yep.
Absolutely spot on. But then she just went not long after the donuts, zoom.
Straight down.
So she like after dinner, so she had dinner and it turned her at like 5 and she was sitting at 5 for a while, had her donuts and then just went, zoom. And I was like, you're joking. That's my type 1 fail because I didn't listen to the box. But at the same time, there's no way.
So the other thing we had a bit of a conversation about is the fact that not always do we listen to packaging.
No.
That I'd, for some yeah. foods, like my child's celiac, so we have quite a lot of rice crackers and stuff like that. And if I follow what's on the packet, she will go really, really high.
Yeah.
So I need to give quite a bit more. And we were saying that's not uncommon that we
not at all. Like I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, oats with milk. I think it worked out for one of the small, like minute and a half, you know, the packets, quick oats, yeah. Was like 24 grams or something with the milk. And I have to give like 38.
Otherwise she goes high.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we did discuss that maybe this could be a fun segment where we find random foods. Yeah, I think we need to do that. And try and carb count them.
Yeah, I think so.
I reckon this sounds fun. We should arrange this for
We've got time. A little sound pad one down there that doesn't have a little light up because we don't have a sound on it. So okay. I wonder if that's our new little
carb counting game.
Yes. And I would actually love for everyone else to send in theirs, please.
Yes.
A little photo. We'll guess the carbs.
That would actually be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send us in a photo. We'll
and then guess tell how us many. If we're right or wrong.
Yep. Let's hope. We didn't do a good job. Yes. Oh, I myself and Luke did a really terrible job.
You guys failed
job.
Me. No, I'm joking.
So the type one fail of the week was we gave you terrible shared. Advice.
No, that was actually
exactly.
I was not expecting that low to happen.
That's kind of a group fail, that one.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
So I'll allow you to put some of that back on my shoulders because it was bad advice.
But there's so many things that happens to, like a Macca's cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is exactly, but Harper has to have like 100 or 120 grams just for her to stay stable with it.
Yeah. I wonder what the actual carb count is by the Macca's online website.
Oh, it might have been like 30, 40.
Yeah, it's not that much.
No, it's not much at all. I'll have a quick
pancakes
look.
Pancakes always do us in.
Yeah, pancakes do it.
Absolutely through the
fish
roof.
And chips.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, actually, so this isn't not necessarily a fail, but let's put it under the fail category for discussions. So Wednesday this week, we'd had a really
28.6
big day. Oh, cheeseburger. That's crazy. Wednesday this week, we'd had a really big day and both Luke and I were not feeling it. So we decided we were going to get fish and chips for dinner.
Mm.
Well, she had the fish and chips and just went up and up and up and up and up and up.
Why'd you do that?
Well, yeah, so this is the thing. So I was like, we were just done, like didn't have anything left. Decided this was a really easy thing to do. The girls had swimming lessons, weren't going to be home till late anyway. We'll do that. And then I think it was about 1 a.m. that she like came down enough that I was happy to go to bed. And I caught up for a walk with my other type 1 mum friend and I was just like, this is just, I wanted a break. Like yeah. I wanted a night, like an easy night. I got fish and chips because I wasn't coping with the idea of like cooking dinner. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it in me. And then what do? Like we're up until 1 a.m. trying
all
to
night long.
Fix blood sugars that have gone far too high. And I was
would
just
have been
like,
easier
this
to make
just
dinner.
Really, yeah. I was just like, this is, it's just really like, it's shit. It's really shit.
Yeah.
Like it just felt like one of those real kick in the teeth. As I said, I didn't have anything left to give.
Yeah.
Tried to have a treat and make things easier.
And then it
really
backfires
just made,
on you.
Really just
and then you're just
harder.
Like, well, what else are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Also, there's been a few swear words in this podcast. We probably should announce that we're very unfiltered.
You'll have to get the beep happening again.
Yeah. Or they just get to know the real us.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to turn my phone on silent because I'm getting snaps of the children at Bounce.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, we need to find the Would You Rather button. Do you remember? We need to go back up again.
Dude, that's going to be so loud.
What are you doing?
Was it this one?
Nah, wasn't that fight? No.
Katie and Kate.
Oh. Approve.
I mean, we haven't shown that one before. Would you rather?
Type 1 edition.
There we go. We just gave you guys. Oh, actually, no, I think Harper. Let's slip on that last one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. We haven't used it yet. Hopefully we can review some things soon.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. Do you want to go first? Would you rather?
I don't know what is going on in my brain.
You've lost.
Would you rather? Okay. I've got it. I got it. Do I?
Yes.
Would you rather? Where am I? Oh my goodness. I don't know what is happening with my brain.
You need sugar.
Would you rather?
You need to like get into the hypo treatments, I think.
Yep, gotcha.
You need a sugar break.
I think so. I just had a sip of my Fanta. Now.
Would you rather?
Would you rather lollies or juice? I got it. As a hypo treatment.
So, juice is handy because it works. We find it works fast.
Yeah.
I find juice easy for at night because we just put the straw in her mouth.
That's exactly what I do.
Quick question, actually, on this. This is a sidestep. So, we'll
I know
step
where
back
you're going,
to the
I think.
Teeth?
Oh, no.
Oh. I was going to say, do you brush her teeth in the middle of the night after you've treated? So, we do.
What? How are they even? How is she awake?
Well, she's not.
Do you bring a toothbrush in?
Yes, into her in bed and like brush around her teeth because I feel like she already doesn't have great teeth and it stresses me out. So, and now that I've started doing it, it's like I can't stop.
Wait, do you take in toothpaste?
Yes, I put toothbrush. I put toothpaste on her toothbrush, and well, let's be honest, it's Luke most of the time.
How do you spit it out?
No, she doesn't. We just like. Go around a bit.
Does she wake up late?
No, she's pretty well like sleep. So
that's insane.
Pretty half asleep through that. But anyway, so juice is really handy at night because just put the straw in her mouth and she'll just suck it down. One thing that I don't like about it though is like for us, her treatment of juice is 25 mil.
Yeah.
It's hard to like to accurately do that. We need to put it into a medicine cup. Not the most convenient when you're out and about and then you've got the open juice and we tend to buy the like cheaper ones that have the straws in them, not like pop top ones. I just
depending on if she's like super low, I'll be like just take six big sips.
Yeah, we do that
or
too.
If she's, you know, only a little bit low, I'll just be like just have two sips and because with the pump obviously the insulin's suspended
cuts
anyway
out. Yeah.
It tends to bring her up nicely, but no, I don't brush her teeth. I'm clearly not that good of a parent.
But I think it'd be interesting actually to know how many people do it, or if people have heard from dentists, whether dentists say,
"Oh, our dentist would probably kill us."
No, I think I think I've read before, and they say like as long as you're putting like with the straw and stuff, it's not so bad.
Yeah,
but I'm not. You know, that would be worth a – we're about to go to the dentist in a week and a bit. I'll ask them.
Yeah.
Find out. I'll
come
back.
Let me know.
But, yeah, I think for us juice works best, but I think lollies are really convenient. We leave them in our car. We leave them all around the place. And I think it's really easy for us. We use Skittles because they're gluten-free. Jelly beans are not.
Interesting.
And we just give her three Skittles for a minor treatment. It's really easy to do. I can do it anywhere. Open your mouth, take these three. And
she'd love it.
Yeah. So we tend to use, I would say, more lollies in the day for minor hypos, juice at night. If it's a bad low during the day, we'll do juice.
Yeah.
Your answer?
Whatever I've gotten that's closest to me, I think.
Yep.
A bit of both. I would probably prefer juice over lollies, but at the same time she would divulge into, is that the right word?
Yeah.
I'm coming off so dumb in this podcast. This is going to kill me.
Well, you got to finish the sentence before I know if it's the right word.
She would like dive. Let's just give it that word. Dive into any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I was to say, have this juice, have this honey, have those lollies, she'd do it.
Yeah.
But no, when you mentioned the juice, I thought you were going the other way.
What do you mean?
Now you've lost showed me.
Now you've lost me. What did I show you?
Do, 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 do.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I thought you were going that way. I thought you were going to be like, no, did you know?
I wasn't going to do that, but I did not even think of that. That didn't cross my mind. No.
I'm on That's something like, today. I swear to God I'm not, but something is not right in my head.
Right. Nah, that's not right. It's wrong. It's wrong advice.
Yeah.
Like our pediatricians who are very good pediatricians prefer
that over any other treatment.
Yeah. Yep.
And it'd be interesting to show him that.
He'd be thrilled. I should show him.
Yeah. Especially with your mutual connections.
You're going to have to
laugh. Where I went, doo, doo, doo.
You're going to have to really segment that bit.
It's just going to be like your,
No, I actually wasn't going there, but there you go. So I'm putting it out to the universe. Come at me, ghosts.
No, don't say that in my house. Go.
If you're here, we're waiting.
No, don't do that because I do that sometimes and the TVs turn on. Don't do that.
Imagine.
If you hear that TV out there start talking, that's all on you and I will burn this place down and I'm out of here.
I'll just keep looking like that way every now and again. See how long till you freak out.
No, because sometimes like I see you look out there and you look there and I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at?
I feel like I hear things. I thought it was the car. That was what I was looking for. All right. Shall we recommence?
Recommencing. We're just having a bit of a ghost chat.
Just got a bit sidetracked. Talking about ghosts. All right. Shall we jump back on? Honestly.
Did I tell you about what happened in my study a few weeks ago? I told you, didn't I?
You told me about what happened in the shower. I don't know if you told me about
after that. Oh my God. And the TV?
No.
Oh, sorry. A few months ago, I was sitting on the couch. Unrelated to type one, guys, sorry. I was sitting on the couch and the TV turned. I was maybe editing a podcast and the TV turned on by itself. And I was like, what? We don't actually watch either of our TVs, so we don't have a remote for them. Yep. Like, kids lost them. They're long gone, probably in the bin somewhere in Toronto by now. Toronto. Why would I think of Toronto? Anyway, I was thinking of Melbourne. I don't know where that word came from. And I freaked out. I had, because I don't have a remote, I had to stand up and go and turn the TV off behind it. There was no one else around me. And I sat back down on the couch and I was like, no, I'm just going to film this because I was like shaking. I was not good. And so I started filming it. And I was like, I said, if that's someone here that just turned on the TV, turn it on again. Show me.
Yeah.
And then the light at the bottom started flickering. The whole TV didn't turn on, but there was like, because it was the other TV, in the middle, like say where the brand thing is, it had like a white light and it just started flickering. And I have it on film and I was like, oh my God, no, stop. And That's then it enough. Just stopped. And I was just like,
no way.
I can't. And I went and showed Matthew and I was like, look. And he's like, you did that. And I was like, no, like I swear. I was just sitting there. I was filming it. And he does not believe in the whole ghosty thing. Yeah. And he was shocked. He was like, what? And then the thing in the bathroom happened.
Yeah.
And then not long after that, maybe a few days later, I was out in the lounge. It was the middle of the night and I was just sitting there, maybe scrolling my phone or something. And I heard some noises coming from my study, but everyone was asleep. So I went and had a look at the study and there were toys on the ground which weren't there previously because I'd cleaned up after the kids went to bed. So I thought, what little brat has got up and started playing with toys? So I went to all of their rooms and every single one of them were asleep. And so I put the toys back, closed the door, and in the study – hang on, I'm going to take you there for a second. Pausing. Okay, now I've shown you how hard it is to open those doors. Like, it takes a bit of force.
Yes.
I checked when closing them that there was nothing that could push it open. Yeah. So then it didn't do it again, thinking it was that. And then I went to the toilet and I went from the toilet. I was going back to the lounge, but I went back this way. The doors were open and the exact same toys that I had put back were on the ground and in the exact same spot. And I was just like, nope. And I just went to bed. That was a big fat nope for me. I did not put them back. I did not walk into that room. That was nope. I'm done. You're out. See ya.
Wow, that is so cool. A little bit. I love that.
That is not cool. Are you joking me?
Yes,
guess who got no sleep that night?
Oh, I like that. That's really cool. We're doing a sleepover one night. We're going to invite
your house.
We're going to invite the ghosts.
Not here or the pool. He is.
Come on. It would be so fun. I really want to do the ghost tour at
So do I.
At Arredale.
No, I do.
The
I
mental
really want to.
Asylum. Like,
I've heard
really
people come
over
there with scratches and stuff. I would love to. And I really want to do the ghost one at the Geelong jail.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
I would probably need to wear a nappy, but I would go in a heartbeat. As long as it's not in my own house, I love it.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, there you go. That'd be a fun activity.
At a pool that I sent my kids to.
Back to our just say yes. Oh, gosh. My would you rather?
Yeah, let's get there.
Let's move on.
All right. So we're finally, after all of this other chat, going to finish the would you rather. And then we're going to say goodbye to you lovely people and go and record episode 8 because someone's ditching me again.
Yeah. I've got to run away from my life.
That's literally like 2 holidays in the span of a month.
6 weeks. 7 more weeks and we go away, I reckon. Is it 7 more weeks now?
No, I don't know, but it can hurry up.
7 weeks, I reckon. All right, my would you rather. Would you rather do a pump change or a Dexcom change?
I would personally prefer a Dexcom change, but I know Harper would prefer a pod change.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you prefer – all right, why? Why do you prefer Dexcom? Why does she prefer
– Dexcom's pump? Easier. You don't need to worry about – the insulin, the other needles and priming and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So Dexcom, take off the sticker, you flip the switch, you put it on.
Yep.
Whereas, but then again, the 2-hour warm-up. Mm. Is that included?
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I would go pod.
Let's do that.
If the 2-hour warm-up was not included, then I would go Dex change. It's just easier. Whereas, the pod takes longer, but then no warm-up. So I don't know. If the 2-hour
warm
up,
would you rather? You have to choose. We've talked about this. There's no fence sitting.
Well, 100% including the 2-hour warm up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Then the pod.
Yeah, but if no 2-hour warm up, then you'd prefer Dexcom. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point that the 2-hour warm up is a bit of a pain.
Yeah, although Harper prefers the pod because she thinks the Dex change hurts more than the pod change.
So Evie, for quite a long time, has been much better with her Dexcom than her pump.
Really?
She doesn't like the little mechanism that sort of shoots in with
it's
her
like
pump, even though her Dexcom's kind of the same. But
yeah.
No, she definitely much prefers a
Dexcom.
What
I don't get is when you look at the cannula to the Omnipod and see that the big fat needle clicks into there.
Yeah.
And then you see the tiny, tiny little string thing that the Dexcom has. Mm. How do they, like Harper, how does she feel like the Dex would hurt more than the Omnipod?
Yeah.
And then when you take the pod off, there's a massive hole in her stomach. Whereas when you take the Dex off, you can't, there's no hole.
It's a tiny little, but whether it's, the action of like pushing it in and stuff and it makes quite a loud sound, whether maybe she's, it's like a combination of factors, not just the feeling of the needle going in.
Yeah.
It's like maybe. Definitely, for us, it's Dexcom's a lot easier than pump.
Even with the 2-hour warm-up?
Evie finds Dexcom a lot easier, but you're right, the 2-hour warm-up would sway me to more preferring to do a pump change.
Yeah.
Nothing more annoying as well than when you do the Dexcom 2-hour warm up and then it never like actually connects. It fails.
Yeah.
I've only had it a couple
of
times. But
ever thought of, while you're talking about her not liking the pump change, have you ever thought of another pump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So when we started on T-Slim, Omnipod was not yet.
Yeah.
It was either very, very new or not yet here. And I believe for her age group, the Medtronic wasn't recommended by her PED.
Yeah.
So basically they were just like, it's T-Slim. Signing on to T-Slim, under private health, we now have that 4 years. So we had a 1 year loan pump, and then we've now got the pump for 4 years. So to change to another pump, you know, it's not as simple, yeah. I suppose. So yes, we have. We have talked about it, spoken about it, thought, considered all of that. It will be very handy when there's a new update coming to the T-Slim.
Yeah.
When that comes and we can lower her target range from, I think we can lower it from 6.1 to 4.5. It's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I think, and then it's just the cords. But also with that update is supposed to come remote bolusing.
Oh, that's good.
Which means we can bolus from her Dexcom phone.
Yeah.
And I do really like with the T-Slim that if her phone is disconnected, I can still see her numbers on the pump. So the pump's connecting directly to her Dexcom. So her phone doesn't need to be in range of her for her pump to work. I look like – you look like I've lost you.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you haven't lost me in terms of, like, listening, yeah. But trying to think of it, because obviously I've never had the T-Slim, so I'm just like, how?
There were a couple – so we looked at the Ipso pump when our time was up with our loan pump of the T-Slim, but there are a couple of things we didn't like. One was you had to move to Android. Two was they had to always carry a phone because the Ipso pump required the phone to connect to the Dexcom and then the phone to transfer.
Is that the
that.
Phone that has the Dex –
yeah,
on it, or like a PDM?
It's a phone that has the Dexcom on it, and then that feeds back to the pump. So with the T-Slim, you do not need a Dexcom phone. You need the Dexcom phone to send data from the Dexcom to all the follow apps. So without her phone being in Bluetooth range of her Dexcom, we don't get data on all of our phones. But her pump will still work. Because her pump connects directly to her Dexcom, it will then control IQ will work.
So it connects to this, not that.
Exactly. It doesn't need her phone. So it connects independently. And what that means is that if her phone isn't in range, if she's at a playground or something like that, she only has to carry her pump. She doesn't have to carry her phone as well, because we can check her pump and see her numbers. And it also means that if her phone dies, is out of range, whatever, her pump will still do its thing. So it'll auto-correct, it'll increase basal, decrease basal, all of that will still happen regardless of whether her phone's near her or not. So we like that about the T-Slim. But the remote bolusing will be very handy, because then she won't have to get it out.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we do like about it, I think she probably wouldn't be as bothered if she had like a pod that was stuck onto her, but she does like time with her pump off, and we can just disconnect it and she can have time with it off, and we do allow that.
Yeah.
So if we are at a playground or when she goes to bounce or swimming, stuff like that, like we disconnect it she can sort of have that time without it on. So I think there's positives and negatives to every pump.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the pumps on the market I would say are a bad option. I think it's very much like there's good options out there. The four main ones I can think of, which we've just mentioned.
Should we cut it?
I feel like
should we say goodnight?
I think we need to.
Well, we're an hour and 3 minutes in. And
this is too much.
We can cut it and we will say goodnight to you all. And yeah, start again for our second podcast because someone's leaving me.
Beautiful job. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into episode
7.
I'm losing it. And yeah, we'll talk to you all. And well, it won't be in 2 minutes for you guys, but in 2 minutes for us. Bye.
Bye.